This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up in 10 minutes on Day to Day, the story of the Iraqi soccer team. First, though, to a story of blood and drama in Athens at the Olympics yesterday. There was a moment in the men's fencing competition. Keith Smart of the U.S. men's saber fencing team accidentally drew blood. His saber point pierced the right hand of his French opponent. And the Frenchman then gets up and wins the match. The French team goes on to beat Italy for the gold medal. Day to Day's Noah Adams is here. He spoke a little while ago with Keith Smart. Noah, what happened?
Alex, in saber, as I've learned, you score by touching, and the occasional nick can occur. There can be a spot of blood. This, however, was a match-stopping moment, a 10-minute delay. There was quite a bit of blood drawn, apparently. Keith Smart waits, and then his opponent comes back to beat him, as you mentioned. Keith Smart, we should mention, has been ranked number one in saber in the world, so this was a big defeat. It looked like he was actually going to win the match. The U.S. goes on to lose the bronze medal competition, so they don't even win a medal here in men's saber team. He was dejected, as you can understand, after that match yesterday. I applaud him for taking a moment to talk with me today from Athens. Keith Smart, tell us about that match yesterday and how dramatic and how drastic was it for you?
Yesterday's match was like, it was a shock, you know. It was definitely the highlight of my career, as well as one of the lowest points in my life, being able to compete for a medal, literally one touch away from having a medal on two different occasions, and then losing twice by the slimmest of margins is a tough pill to swallow,
right,
to say the least.
You lost later on that day to Russia. In a close match. The match, though, that got you into the bronze position as opposed to the gold match was with Damien, how do you say his last name, Touya?
Touya, yes.
Of France. And you were doing really well. You were one touch away from winning that. Tell us what happened then.
Well, basically, the score was tied, and I had come back from a deficit. And then there was an injury timeout from a freak occurrence where he got a cut on his hand. And then we, for roughly like the next two actions, the referee was too scared to make a call either way. And then on the third occasion, he chose to make, which was the complete opposite call in the favor of the Frenchman, Damien Touya.
And you think that call could have gone either way?
Frankly, I thought it was wrong. It was, you know, I'm not a sore loser or anything, but it was just sort of like the difference between like a strike and a ball with the bases loaded, you know, two outs, bottom of the ninth, that sort of thing where you either walk in the winning run or you strike the person out. And the referee completely botched the call, and I don't know how else to describe it.
You had, as you mentioned, good momentum. You were doing well. And then your saber pierces Damien Touya's glove and actually the flesh of his right hand. There's how rare is that, by the way?
That's like probably like in percentages like 0.001% chance of happening.
So there's a 10-minute timeout, and he could have asked for a replacement fencer at that point?
Correct.
Now, what do you do during this 10 minutes? You're shocked yourself that actually Damien Touya has been hurt, and do you stand? Do you wait? Do you sit? What happens?
Well, at first, you know, you just stand over the person, like, the first minute or so, make sure they're okay. But, you know, it's like any other sport. You're going to see injury. So, like, we're trained that, like, whenever there's an injury timeout, you immediately forget about it, you know. Like, as long as it's nothing so severe where, like, they're profusely bleeding on the strip or anything. Like, I was fully prepared to come back at him. So, the only reason, he would have only substituted if truly, like, prevented him from competing, and it didn't. So he didn't choose to be subbed out.
Right. Still, you got to give him some credit here for getting up with a bloodied hand and winning the match. When you look back on it.
Yeah, of course. You know, like obviously, I'm personally dejected about the outcome of the match, but like I have to give him a lot of credit for being able to like stick it out. Like he's a true champion and a warrior. He had nothing to do with the outcome in terms of the final call.
Now, pardon me for not knowing this, but do you have more competition?
No, I'm finished. That was it for me. We had the individual and team competition.
And how did you do in the individual?
In the individual, I finished 15th.
15th. Mr. Smart, thank you very much for talking with us.
Oh, thank you.
That interview by Day-to-Day's Noah Adams.